Now, today, we are still concerned, really, with this same bodhicitta, this same transcendental, this same cosmic will to universal enlightenment. But we're concerned with it today in a somewhat different manner. Formerly, in previous lectures, we were concerned with it more by way of general principles, as it were. But today we are more concerned with the concrete embodiments, the different concrete embodiments of those principles. Today we are dealing with what has been described as the bodhisattva hierarchy. Now, the word hierarchy isn't a very popular one nowadays. It isn't one of those sort of in words which are on everybody's lips. According to the dictionary, it's generally used in the sense of a body of ecclesiastical rulers, which has, you may agree, a rather unpleasant sort of ring about it. For instance, you read in the newspapers that the Roman Catholic hierarchy has issued a statement condemning, say, divorce, or condemning birth control, or condemning something else. They usually seem to issue statements condemning something. Now, I'm not using the word hierarchy quite in that sense. I'm using the word hierarchy in something which is perhaps more like its real, its true, its original meaning. This evening I'm using the word hierarchy in the sense of an embodiment in a number of different people of different degrees of manifestation of reality. Inasmuch as a great deal of the lecture depends upon an understanding of that definition, let me just repeat it, that I'm using the word hierarchy this evening in the sense of an embodiment in a number of different people of different degrees, higher and lower degrees, of manifestation of reality. And in this sense, using the word hierarchy in this sense, one can speak, for instance, of a hierarchy of living forms, some living forms being lower, expressing, manifesting less of reality, other living forms being higher, expressing, manifesting more of reality. And in this way, one has a hierarchy of living forms, from the lowliest, one might even say from the amoeba, right up to the unenlightened man, a continuous hierarchy of living forms. The higher level, the higher form, all the time manifesting a greater, a more abundant degree of reality than the lower one. And this is what we call the lower evolution, this hierarchy of living forms from the amoeba right up to the unenlightened man. But there's another hierarchy of living forms which people don't usually take into consideration, and that is the hierarchy from the unenlightened man right up to the enlightened man. And this hierarchy of living forms corresponds to what in other contexts we've described as the higher evolution. Just as the unenlightened man embodies, we may say, manifests, we may say, more of reality, more of truth than the amoeba, in the same way, the enlightened man himself embodies or manifests more of reality in his life, in his work, in his words even, more of reality than the man who is unenlightened. The enlightened man manifests reality more clearly. He's more like a window, as it were, through which the light of reality shines, through which it can be seen, almost as it is, without any diminution, without any stain. Just like light, just like the light of the sun coming through a window, through a sheet, not even of glass, but of a pure, transparent crystal or diamond, as it were. Now, in between the unenlightened man and the enlightened man, the Buddha, there are a number of intermediate degrees. And these degrees are embodied, as it were, in people, different people, at various stages of spiritual progress, spiritual development. These people are, we may say, the majority of them, not completely enlightened. They're not full, perfect Buddhas. They're still short of enlightenment to a greater or to a lesser extent. But at the same time, they are not wholly unenlightened. They're some way in between. And it's these people who stand, as it were, between the unenlightened state and the state of full enlightenment who make up the spiritual hierarchy. And it's the higher ranges, the higher reaches of this spiritual hierarchy which is known as the Bodhisattva hierarchy.